SBS عربي 24. لا شك أنك سمعت عن الأغذية الخارقة أو ما يعرف بسوبر فودز مثل الكركم أو الكرنب أو ما يعرف بالكيل التي تعزز صحة الإنسان. وفي هذا الصدد يشجع أخصائي التغذية كبار السن على اتباع نظام غذائي متوازن. ويبقى السؤال هنا، هل تساعد الأغذية الخارقة على تعزيز نشاطنا أكثر من الأغذية الأخرى؟ تفيد البروفيسور ليندا تابسل وهي خبيرة التغذية من جامعة وولونغونغ أنها لا تعارض فكرة الأغذية الخارقة لأنها تشجع الأشخاص على تناول أغذية صحية ومن ثم الابتعاد عن الوجبات السريعة.
Superfood is a term that has evolved to try and draw attention to foods that have a very good nutritional quality. So it's a bit more of a marketing word than a word we would use in nutrition, so to speak. Nevertheless, we're talking about foods that have really got lots of components within them that could be helpful for healthy aging. But I would not suggest that you would be able to do anything like jump off tall buildings as a superhuman by eating them, but you would certainly be healthier by consuming them.
وتفيد البروفيسور تابسل أنها لا تقتني أغذية عليها علامة أغذية خارقة، لكنها تفضل اتباع كبار السن لنظام غذائي صحي بجميع المكونات الطبيعية بدلا من تناول بعض العقاقير الغنية بالفيتامينات والمكونات الإضافية.
The thing about aging is you don't get away with as much as you did when you were younger. So you can't cut corners. And so you do really need these foods that are packed with nutrients, particularly fruits and vegetables and whole grains, because some of the systems that rely on what those foods have to deliver are beginning to slow down. So you need to make sure you've resourced them well with these foods that are packed with nutrients that are going to support that.
وتفضل الجدة مارغريت سيم استخدام المواد المألوفة على سبيل الأرز والخضروات بدلا من استخدام بعض المواد غير المعروفة وباهظة الثمن مثل حبوب الكينوا والكسكس.
Superfood, I don't know, those young people eat quinoa and you know, couscous, that sort of thing, but I don't eat those. I eat rice, you know, Asians. Too expensive, and then I don't really go into those sort of food. My daughter does, but not me, because I probably the older generation prefer food from the ground, you know, veggies and stuff like that.
وتشير بروفيسور تابسل أنها تستمتع بتناول الأغذية الطازجة والموسمية بدلاً من تخزين كميات هائلة من المواد الغذائية.
I've certainly been enjoying the berries this summer. There's been, you know, a wonderful array and availability of berries at a reasonable price this summer. We always have nuts available to snack on or to throw in salad. I'm going to the greengrocer to get my fresh fruit and vegetables, so the fruit bowl is always full. In terms of cereals, it's either oats or whole grain breakfast cereals. Yogurt's always in the fridge.
وتقول أنيكا روف وهي أخصائية التغذية إنها لا تشتري أي أغذية عليها علامة أغذية خارقة، ذلك أنها تعتبر هذا المصطلح تجاريا له مبادئ توجيهية صارمة بدول الاتحاد الأوروبي وغير محدد المعالم في أستراليا.
So when someone claims something as a superfood, it's just a marketing term. And it's usually something that, you know, exotic sounding, something pricey or something that has like an ancient kind of like quinoa, like that sort of thing, something that has that was used by, you know, a long time ago by a previous population.
وتضيف أنيكا أن على كبار السن تناول الخضروات والبقوليات والمكسرات واللحوم والأسماك لضمان اتباع نظام صحي متوازن بدلا من الاقتراض بمصطلح الأغذية الخارقة.
These are just, you know, like fruits and vegetables, legumes, grain-based foods, nuts, lean meat, fish, reduced fat dairy. So it's better to focus on these food groups rather than focusing on so-called superfoods to boost our health.
وتشير أنيكا أن هناك العديد من الخضروات الورقية على سبيل السبانخ والبروكولي وهي صحية للغاية، لكن لا يتم تسويقها كأغذية خارقة.
your green vegetables, like, you know, maybe like broccoli. Like, unless you're a big fan of superfoods like kale, some simple, you know, veggies like broccoli and spinach, they're just as healthy. But, you know, kale is marketed as a superfood, so it's usually a bit expensive. So with, you know, broccoli, you can get like frozen, or you could even go with fresh. So, and they're great because they've got, you know, your vitamins, minerals, fiber, and they're also low in energy.
توصي البروفيسور تابس الكبار السن الذين تزيد أعمارهم عن 50 سنة بتناول الطماطم لما لها من فوائد على صحة العين والمزاج وهي مضادة للأكسدة.
Those kinds of vegetables deliver important components that help with antioxidant activity. And a lot of the breakdown that happens with aging, particularly in relation to eyesight, appears to be associated with oxidative stress. So the foods that deliver compounds that help to combat that are particularly important.
وتنصح أنيكا كبار السن بتناول البيض للحصول على البروتينات والفيتامينات ومادة الأوميغا.
So eggs are always handy because they're easy to cook. They're a great source of protein packed with, you know, lots of vitamins and minerals. And they've got omega-3 fatty acids, which will help with your healthy skin, health, nails and hair.
وتحدثت أنيكا أيضاً عن فائدة تناول السمك الغني بمادة الأوميغا التي تقلل من إصابة الأشخاص بأمراض القلب.
Definitely fish is very important for, you know, people who are age over 50 because fish has lots of great benefits. But nowadays the advice that we, you know, tell people is that if you, you know, if you're obviously vegetarian, then, you know, we don't expect people to switch, you know, have fish. But if you do, if fish is something that you do enjoy and you do, you know, you do eat fish, then definitely encouraging more of that. And especially the ones that are the oily ones. So having that at least twice a week. So the oily fishes would be like your mackerel, your salmon, sardines, those ones.
ويبقى شرب الماء ضروريا للحفاظ على رطوبة الجسم خاصة خلال الأيام الحارة. هذا التقرير من إعداد إيمي تشو وانغ وسناء وهيب.
استمتعوا بمزيد من القصص باللغة العربية عبر زيارة موقعنا sbs.com.au/arabic.